The Cooper and Anthony Show.
My boyfriend has a wide variety of music that he likes. Like, really
no,
weird.
No, he doesn't. It's all crap. It falls into the category of crap. It's Elvis Costello and crap.
That's not true.
It's Devo and crap.
Well, it's funny you would say Devo because I have the story revolves around Devo. Here's the thing. Okay, so my boyfriend likes current alternative music, like Cage the Elephant, bands like that. He loves current alternative, but he's always loved alternative music all through the years. So it's all stuff that Anthony deems it's all crap in Anthony's world.
Mm-hmm.
But one of his favorite bands, because
you have said his music is crap, by the way. Every time that he shows me a video of a new band, you're like, that is crap. That's horrible.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. But, you know, he was the first person to introduce me to Bon Iver. And I was like, what is this bullshit? And the next thing I know, the guy wins a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, so maybe he's on another level with music. He likes the crap that millennials are listening to right now that are like currently getting Grammys in the alt universe. Like, he likes that stuff. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, he's like, yeah, Pete and I are going to go see like Shoes on Foot, you know, just mm-hmm. like some crazy. What is that even? That's what kind of music is that? Oh, it's the coolest thing. Okay, great. Go have fun at Shoes on Foot. But he also likes some of the older alt bands. And one of his favorites is Devo. So Devo is playing in a couple of weeks at Radio City Music Hall, and he got tickets. But it's COVID. I'm not going to Radio City Music Hall during COVID, right? Aren't they going to cancel this show?
You would think, but there's a lot of shows going on right now.
Well, yes and no, because at Radio City last week or the week before, John Legend was supposed to play, and he canceled all of his shows.
So they kind of wait till the last minute and then they cancel the shows. It's like Kiss right now is on the road, but they had to cancel a bunch of shows because Paul Stanley got sick and now Gene Simmons is sick.
Whoa.
So they had to cancel a bunch of shows, but they didn't do it until like the day before the show was supposed to be put on.
But how do those guys get sick? Aren't they super careful while they're on tour?
They're 900 years old.
That's what I'm saying. They're older, so aren't they like really super protected? Don't they keep them in an iron lung till they have to get on stage?
You would think. I mean, the thing I worry about Devo is, okay, after this song, and it's 2 minutes and 41 seconds long, he's only going to be there for 3 minutes.
That's true.
Unless they play the song over and over again, but I'm pretty sure you can leave after they play it one time. So in that 3 minutes, he might not get sick.
You know, he took me to Devo a few years back, and I was surprised at how many songs I knew.
They do a really good cover.
No. They do a really good cover of Satisfaction.
They can just do a cover of Whip It, and that's all they need to do.
You know, look, I'm saying now I know them a little more because I live with my boyfriend. But back then, like years ago when I first started dating him, I wasn't privy to his music. And I was surprised at how many Devo songs I knew. And then Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo did all the music for like my favorite cartoon growing up, Rugrats. He's the Rugrats guy.
But they don't play Rugrats music in concert.
I know, I was disappointed.
You just want them to put on the stupid hats and do this song.
Like, you know, when people go to concerts and they go, play Stairway to Heaven. I'm like, play Rugrats.
Play Whip It.
I say Whip It.
So I can leave. I'm telling you, we're leaving right after Whip It. If Whip It's not their last song, I will cut my penis off. It's got to be the last song.
Do the bands ever do that? Do they ever play their hit twice?
Oh, I saw live one time. They played their whole set, and then they ran out of music, so they just played it again.
They played Lightning Crashes again.
Yeah, I mean, this is before Lightning Crashes. This was Throwing Copper. Oh. So they played the whole thing of Throwing Copper, then went, we got nothing else, and you guys want us to continue. Here we go again.
I just want, just let me hear Whip It, and then I need to get home and, you know, get back into bed with my mask on.
Joe is going to risk his life to see Devo.
He's going to risk his life for Whip it good. Like he's not even risking his life for Janet Jackson, Missy Elliott, like some iconic artist that almost never performs. You know what I mean? Like he's going to risk his life for Devo.
Right. So he's going to be in the line to get to heaven and go.
Right.
Yeah, I had to see Devo.
They did a cover of Satisfaction. It was awesome.
Yeah. One guy's like, I died in a war. What did you die of? I saved somebody who fell into the ocean. What did you die of? I had to go to see a Devo show. I mean, he lived his whole life going through all the trials and tribulations of his whole life, you know, getting an education, learning about dog things, just to die from seeing Devo.
Do you think I would be a total dick if I didn't go?
I think you'd be an intelligent dick for not going.
Okay, because I really don't want to go. He's like, guess what I got us? I was thinking, you know, cake, something in the kitchen for me. Something to eat. You got us something delicious. But no, he's like, I got us Devo tickets. And I was like, no, you got you Devo tickets. So
yeah, that's like me coming to you and saying, I'm not going to do the show tomorrow night because Steel Panther's in town.
Right.
And I'm going to go see Steel Panther. And I might die, by the way, from seeing Steel Panther. What would you say to me?
Well, is there a band that's worth dying to see? Like who would have to be on stage that you would risk COVID and risk dying?
Nobody.
There's nobody?
Nope. I mean, I would love to see Led Zeppelin. It's like that Led Zeppelin thing they did 10 years ago.
Right.
I would love to see that because I would love to see them live. Not worth it.
Really?
Nobody's worth it. Nobody. I don't care who it is.
Eminem and Dr. Dre.
No. Hell no.
What? Dr. Dre retired years ago. Imagine if he got back up with Eminem.
No. Right now. It's starting in the next week or this weekend, I think. Scarowinds.
Oh, you love Scarowinds.
I love Scarowinds. Carowinds is a amusement park in Charlotte, but
it's like Great Adventure, yeah.
Right. But during Halloween, they turn it Scarowinds, and they have haunted houses, and I live for Scarowinds.
You do.
That's true. My favorite thing in the world. And my son asked me, do you want to go to Scarowinds this weekend? And I said, no.
No way.
No way. Not going to do it. And it's outside. It's outside, and I'm still not going to go.
Right.
Because I don't want to be in heaven saying I had to go to Scarowinds.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. But, you know, right now in New York, our COVID rates have gone down really low. It's 0.98. It's below 1%. So it's a good time to do stuff if you're going to do stuff if you're in New York.
No,
still no?
Okay. No. I can't here right now. I mean, they have closed all the hospitals to surgeries. You can't get a surgery right now.
Elective surgery. Yeah, if you need heart surgery, they'll take you, but they're not going to do a nose job.
Right. So they've cut that off. It's just getting scary. I don't want to do it. I'm not dying for Devo.
Right. Okay.
And I'm not dying for Dr. Dre. Not going to happen. I hate going to shows anyway. So unless it's Steel Panther, I ain't going.
I miss concerts. I miss outdoor concerts. I love them. I don't mind an outdoor concert like that. I would go to, but you know, inside Radio City, they just renovated it. It's even smaller. You know what I mean? So, and everyone's, they're not doing the thing where like it's every other seat. There's some guy behind you singing Whip It into the back of your head.
Mm-hmm. No, when we went to the MTV Music Awards together, that was the worst day of my life, having to sit there and watch all that shit in Radio City going, oh, dear God, kill me now.
No, it was Madison Square Garden.
And then it's like, oh, Kanye's coming up. Oh, dear God, we got to go.
Well, hang on a minute. No, it wasn't. Radio City is tiny. We were at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, with giant venue. Now, the reason why it was terrible is because our seats were so bad because our radio station sucked. Like if we worked for a real radio station, we would have been right there up front with all my friends.
And I would have been worse hell because then I wouldn't be able to leave.
You would have enjoyed it more because my other when I worked in New York radio, we used to get like, you know, fourth row center.
Mm-hmm.
you know, so all my friends from all the good radio stations, that's where they all sat, you know, and I would turn around and wave, hey, I'm up all the way up here in the nosebleeds as far back as you can get.
But I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, Ariana Grande, I'm like, oh, dear God. I got to be up in 4 hours.
Oh, I thought it was fun. I loved it. I enjoyed it.
I'm looking at my watch the whole time. It's going to be an hour to get home. And then we got to be up at 3 a.m. Oh.
I feel like that's the first sign of getting old. Like you're sitting at a concert where Rihanna, Drake, Kanye. I mean, it was an exciting night. And you were like thinking about how long it'll take you to get home and what time you had to wake up.
Yeah, I remember thinking back to the first Lollapalooza that I went to, and it had Dr. Dre and Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and, you know, probably the best lineup, Red Hot Chili Peppers. The whole time, I want to leave. I don't like
it. Okay, so you've never really been somebody that likes to be in crowds anyway. You're not really interested in being around other people, period.
Yeah, and that was my job for years, was right. to go to concerts. And I was like, oh, just kill me.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's not like you're getting old. Maybe it's the fact that you did it for a living, so it's not fun. And then there's people like me who both did it for a living and I did it for fun. And so many of my friends at the radio station were like, wait, you went to a concert for fun? Like, we have to go for work all the time. And your night off, you went to a concert? I'm like, damn straight I did. Because I went to go see who I wanted to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking the hell it took to get that artist on stage.
Right.
You know, because I was having to deal putting Kid Rock's drunk ass on stage to get him to do a show, trying to find everybody in the band to make sure they're not drunk or dead or whatever. So all that stress going into putting them on stage.
This is why I won't eat frozen yogurt. Because I worked at a frozen yogurt shop one summer with all my friends. And when you know how the sausage is made, in this case, the frozen yogurt is made, and how and in what conditions all the fruit and the salad stuff are all cut up and done. Yeah, it ruins it for life. Like I will never to this day walk into a frozen. My friend, just the other day, my girlfriend was like, let's get some coffee, maybe some frozen yogurt. I was like, I'll just get coffee. Like, I'm not having frozen yogurt. I didn't want to explain to her why not. I was like, that's if she wants to take her life in her hands, she can have a frozen yogurt, but I won't be doing that. But I think that's what happens. I think when you work in a certain industry and you do something enough and you know what really happens, you suddenly are like, no, thank you. Whether it's a concert or whether it's a frozen yogurt shop, you're like, no, please. I'm afraid to tell you what my boyfriend paid for Devo at Radio City.
If it's
Musical.
More than $26, he needs to be locked up.
It's way more. So he needs to be locked up.
Yeah. No, dude, go see any band other than Devo. I guarantee if you go to a bar right now in the East Side, you'll see a band playing Whip It.
Someone's going to play Whip It for you. It doesn't have to be those guys. It'll sound the same.
And they'll have things on their head, and you'll go, I think that's Devo.
I think that's Devo.
And I saved you $26. There you go, Joe.